McCarthy is president of the board of directors of the Provincetown Film Society, and he's here to talk about the Provincetown International Film Festival that runs June 14th through June 18th and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Rick.
Charlotte, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Getting right down to the biting the nails to get this thing launched in a week or so. Exciting.
Tell us about the Provincetown International Film Festival.
This is our 19th year, can you imagine? And it was started particularly in June because one of the founders, or the founder, was a shopkeeper, and they're like, there's no business in June. So it's like, well, what can we do to actually create something that brings people to it? And it's just completely taken off. And that's how it started. And in the 19th year, it just gets better and better.
Who's being honored this year?
Well, I don't know if you've been reading the papers, but Sofia Coppola is the director, the filmmaker on the edge, and she has a new film out, Beguiled, which, of course, I have not seen, but I was going to be showing on Friday of the Film Fest. She was actually in Cannes for that Film Fest, and she actually won Best Director. So that's really good. It's having a great impact on our Film Fest because people really want to meet her and be around her and hear what she has to say. And John Waters, he interviews the filmmaker on the edge, and he does so much homework in these interviews that they're just very, very fascinating. So it's definitely something not to miss. We have a lot of other filmmakers that are going to be in attendance, and Chloe Savagna is coming. She has a film out as well.
Tell us about some of the films that are being shown this year.
You have to realize we're on the board. The programmers, you know, run this thing very tight. You know, they see over 400 or 500 films, and they narrow it down to, you know, 50 or 60. So their work is really, really hard. As I mentioned, Beguiled is one of them. Beatrice at Dinner sounds like it's going to be really, really fun. That is sort of a Selma Hayek and Joan Lithgow in that. That is, it's kind of loosely based on what's going on with, I would say, the Trump regime. And that is just something that is definitely, I definitely want to go see. Lady Macbeth is sort of a period piece. It's directed by William Oldroyd. And I'm really looking forward to that. As I said, it's turn of the century, beautiful, beautiful film making. And it's a story of sort of, you know, forbidden love. So that would be really good. There's one, Lost in Paris, which is sort of a zany slapstick story of a woman who goes to meet her aunt. The aunt's a little bit senile, and she's trying to find her, and it's really kind of a slapstick thing. And there's Maudie, which is directed by Esling Walsh, and the preview of that looked really fun, and it has Brad Pitt in that, too. The opening film, Mr. Roosevelt, I really don't know that much about it, other than it's going to be the opening night film, and I'm just really looking forward to that. Ingrid Goes West, I think I've started to see some of the previews out at the movie theaters for this for later this summer, and it's a sort of a zany character. There's a lot of documentaries. One that is really got my attention is Mansfield, 66-67. It's directed by two of our board members, P. David Ebersole and Todd Hughes, and it's a story of Jane Mansfield, a documentary, but it's really done through lots of interviews by people that we all know and love. Those are just some of the ones, and there's a lot of shorts as well.
What would you like to accomplish with the festival this year?
It's always, of course, keeping a buzz going about how exciting the film fest is here in our little hamlet called Provincetown, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful place. But one of the things that we're really promoting is it's all part of the Film Society, which has the film fest. We actually own a cinema where a lot of the films are shown, Water's Edge Cinema. And then we also have the Film Institute, which is a place where filmmakers can actually come. We have a women's residency. We have a women's summit. The real key issue for the Institute is around gender inequality in Hollywood. And 5% of directors are women. And we're just trying to see if we can bring attention to that in a way to correct it. And so I'm happy to announce that the films at this film fest, 60% of them are directed by women, which is no easy feat to do, and have them just so fantastic. So we're very thrilled about that. Also trying to bring and breathe some life into the work of the Film Institute. And we actually have a brunch on Sunday, the 18th, at Sage. It's from 12 to 2. It is definitely a fundraiser. it's the fourth annual Evan Lawson brunch. Evan Lawson was our president of the board from the beginning, and you know, he passed away several years ago, and this is trying to keep his vision alive. The theme this year is lights, camera, and taking action. We're celebrating those that have taken action to support the Film Society and their three core operations, the Fest, the Cinema, and the Institute. One of the folks that will be there is Jason Benjamin. He's the recipient of the 2016 Freedom Award for the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund for directing award-winning documentary film Suited. Suited actually premiered last year at our Film Fest, and what we love about this particular theme is he's using film to really make a statement and bring to the attention of these communities that don't have a voice or are getting their voice, using film to take action. And so that's what we're celebrating on that day. We hope you can come.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in Trump's administration?
Well, you know, you hear people say, well, I'm moving to Canada and I'm doing this. And it's like, I am not moving anywhere. This is my country. This person who is here is just not going to get in my way. I am not leaving to accommodate. These cycles happen. We gain momentum and then we have to take steps backward. I have to say, and I would agree, that this is one that I've never seen before, this backlash. It's totally scary. I just don't want people to get discouraged. I want you to believe when you're above looking down, we are moving. And I don't think we can go back to the way we were. And just support each other and resist. I mean, look at all the resistance. I've never seen such activism. So stay active, get involved, and we just have to fight back. It's our country, too.
How can people get info and tickets for the Provincetown International Film Festival?
Well, we've just launched our new website. So go to ptownfilm.org. You'll go right into the festival, and then you can see the events that go right into your calendar. And you can look at all of the films, and right then and there, you can purchase a ticket online, and it can just be right on your phone. But a pass is great. With the pass, you can just get into everything. You don't even have to book the ticket for the theater. You can just go in as long as you're there 15 minutes early. So that's what I would do.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Why P-Town? Provincetown is so beautiful. It is the oldest art colony in our country, continuous art colony. I mean, all the greats studied here. Had a stint here. Maybe it was because artists can be creative themselves, and it still has that here. And we think film is very much an art form. It's as important as an oil or a poem or a piece of literature, and we want to make sure that film is part of the creativity that comes out of Provincetown. This is why we're here, and we just want to be able to share that with you.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have many quotes, Charlotte, but my quote that I like is, lighten up. Just enjoy life, smile more, laugh more, and don't get so worked up about things. And that's from Kenneth Branagh. It was from one of his films, and I just love that one. So it's important to take a deep breath, walk on the beach, and realize that while all of this stuff is going on around us, we're still alive, and the sun is shining, and the light is changing over the ocean, and just take a moment to enjoy all of that.